Natalie Achanowa joins us. Natalie, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate it. Before we get to the tournament, and of course, representing your country is a lot of fun, I want to ask you about playing now. Is it, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly or not, but Jiangsu Phoenix is the team that you're playing with in the Women's Chinese Basketball Association. How is the style of game there that much different from the WNBA?
Yeah, so last season I played in, it's pronounced Jiangsu.
Okay.
And it was great though. It's a lot quicker. And the way that basketball and the WCBA is going, it's actually a lot bigger than you would think. The Chinese national team has a lot of actually really tall players that are coming up in their youth. So it's quicker and they are competitive and they bang like just like in the WNBA.
Natalie, you know, taking all your international experiences and bringing that experience. And by the way, we have to give Natalie her due. It's not the Notre Dame. They don't call it the Notre Dame Hall of Fame, but you were recently inducted into the special body that Notre Dame has for your contributions to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish program. Correct?
Yeah, on November 8th, I'm actually being inducted. We call it the Ring of Honor. So my jersey will go up in the rafters, six women's basketball players. So it's truly an honor to be up there with some of the greats.
You earned the honor. There's no doubt about that. But taking all your international experience, now coming back as a player who has been with the national team for a number of years, has had your WNBA and international experience, what do you draw from that when you come to the team now, where you're no longer one of the players being mentored, but you're actually one of the mentors on the team? What does that experience mean to you when you bring that experience to the team?
That's exactly what I'm bringing, is the experience, is the years of being with the national team and playing at a high level. You bring that knowledge of the game. That's my niche, is how I understand the game and how I see the game, because I've never been the most athletic. So I use the intelligence and my knowledge of the game. That's my biggest benefit. So bringing that and mentoring some of the younger players and what it's like to compete, not only at Olympic Games, but in these crucial qualifying tournaments that we need in order to even get to the Olympics. So I'm excited that now I'm kind of put in my years and I'm at this point where I'm on the mentor side. But we have some great young kids coming up that I can't wait to be able to play with.
You talk about how crucial this tournament is here coming up in Edmonton. How does the group prepare so that when your feet hit the court, you are 100% rolling right off the hop?
Well, that's the greatest part about Team Canada, is our cohesiveness and our chemistry and the fact that we play together. And so the years that we put in and the dedication and the commitment that the women have to the national team, we play all over the world. So a lot of our players in France, Australia, and Russia. I'm training in the U.S. right now. But when we come together, we all have that common goal of wearing Canada on our chest as proudly and as tenacious and as gritty as we can. So with that in mind, it's the end goal of winning the tournament and qualifying for the Olympics, that we all have that common goal in mind.
Natalie Achanowa joins us, of course, currently plays for the Indiana Fever in the WNBA in the stage to mention training. She'll be here in, well, probably less than 2 weeks, because the tournament starts on November 14th. And from what I understand, most of the team will arrive earlier on that weekend to get set for the game on Thursday. It's a short tournament. Paul was mentioning earlier, Natalie, that you ladies will come in as, of course, one of the favorites in this. And that doesn't guarantee anything. But just when you look at the program, and you came back in, I think, the first time you played for the national team was in 2009, and I think you were the youngest player ever to play for the national team in Canada for the women. And then you played in the 2012 Olympics, you played in the 2016 Olympics, so you have a ton of experience. And these type of tournaments, we've seen other programs maybe trip up at times even though they're favored. How do you ensure that doesn't happen with your group as one of the leaders?
Well, we've definitely hit kind of every level amongst the world. So from being in the past, used to be getting blown out by a 20, to now being fifth in the world and now competing with the greatest teams and the strongest teams in the world, we know that you can never just take any team lightly. We were the team that teams used to take lightly. So we know that we have to come in and not look at who we're playing, but play the best Canada basketball that we can play.
You know, one of the things I just have to throw out is that having watched the team perform over the years that you've made Edmonton your home, the culture and the attitude that you describe so well, Natalie, anybody who is in the gym leaves the gym with the sense of what that really means, the cohesion, the sense of community you have on the team, the sense of, I think, respect you have for each other, yet the sense of competitiveness that exists as well as people are vying for spots on the team and for minutes on the team. So, but I think your team has hit the best balance I've ever seen of hitting on all cylinders when you need to.
Definitely, and I think that goes to our approach. We know that we are better as a whole. Our team is better when we all play together, and I think a big word that comes to mind is pride. Any time that we put that Canada jersey on is an amazing honor to represent not only ourselves, but our families and the entire country of Canada. So I know we all take that to heart, and we play that way, and we always play together, and I think that's always what's been the identity of Canada and our women's national team.
Can you give me your thoughts, Natalie, on some of your teammates? And you mentioned how, you know, you're now one of the veterans and more of a leader, and you've got a lot of young talent coming up, and the program obviously now is a lot better than when you entered. As you mentioned, it used to be the team that got swept, beat up, and now you kind of beat up on a lot of the teams. Kia Nurse has really emerged, and there's a lot of other ones, but as watching her development, what's impressed you most about her game, and not only where she's at now, but where you think she can go in the future?
Oh, Kia is definitely, I want to say, still on the rise because she's still young and continues to work on her game and continues to get better. I think that the sky is the limit for Kia, and I'm really excited to see the growth that she has had within this national team and to know that she can continue to get better. And the fact that she works we really don't have an off season, so she works year round, like many of us do, playing in multiple leagues. So I'm really proud of what she's done, but I don't think you've seen the best of Kia Nurse yet.
When you've gone over to play in China in that league, what items do you bring from home, like food wise, that you can't get in China that you're like, I got to bring this with me?
I definitely bring peanut butter. That's a staple. Even when I travel anywhere, it's a good go-to snack. But I actually love food in general, and I'm never – okay, I want to say never lightly because there was a couple items I did not try in China. But I like to gamble a little bit when it comes to food. I like to try new things, and I like to really immerse myself in the culture of wherever I'm playing. So I've definitely tried some interesting things, and I've seen some interesting things abroad, but peanut butter is probably my staple go-to travel companion in the food department.
Yeah, that's a go-to for sure. And I actually went to China, I guess, 2 years ago to coach hockey, and they had me try chicken feet. And I couldn't, I was very polite and I ate it, but honestly, I felt uncomfortable for like the next month. Did you have that experience with the chicken feet?
I did not. I saw it quite often. I did try fish head. I paid one of my teammates to eat a chicken head, which she gladly took the money because she does it all the time. But it was definitely that was different for me. And I let them keep some of their meal traditions to them. I did let them try some of my different snacks that I had brought, some of my chips and spicy chips that they did like. So then I brought a couple of Canadian chips and chocolate bars, and always junk food is what I bring because I'm able to find fruits and vegetables wherever I go.
So Natalie, you mentioned you passed on chicken head. What else did you pass on where you're just like, I can't do it?
Well, typically the heads of birds and animals. Duck head was a snack that my teammates ate on the train as we were traveling.
And did they like it?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yep. You could be munching on a Kit Kat and your teammates munching on a duck head.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I normally went for, like, the wings, and they were eating the heads, but they're really polite in allowing me to just stick to what I knew, thankfully. So
So what does it look like differently? So, you know, I'm assuming there's a pregame snack some point when you're in travel. Is there a lot of choices that, you know, you mentioned the fruit and vegetables. Are there other choices? Because I remember I played in a hockey tournament in Russia, and for breakfast it was like an onion salad. And I was like, you know what, I think I'll just pass because I'm going to be breathing fire for the whole game.
I've been very fortunate to play on teams that were pretty accommodating. So on other days outside of game days, I would try different things. But when it came to game day, I would try to stick to what I knew, just not to upset my stomach. So typically eggs scrambled, and they would make them how I like. In China particularly, there was like a kind of roasted chicken or duck that they often made that when we played at home, that's what I would request when we played game day. So, like I said, thankfully I've been on pretty accommodating teams where they've tried to make it work with what I knew.
You can see we deal with the heavy issues of life on this program, Natalie.
Well, people want to know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just curious. Like, if I'm ever going there, I'm definitely not trying the duck head or the chicken head, although I'm not sure. You know, those are... Because now, you always hear maybe miss or not. Do they eat a lot of dog? Is that true?
No.
Okay.
I didn't encounter that. There are probably traditions and things. I mean, I played in South Korea prior to that, so... there are some places where certain things are
more on the
that might not be in North America, but they're very like specific restaurants and stuff that I hadn't gone to, or my teammates. It's not like a common thing where everyone does anything like that.
Okay. Well, Natalie, we look forward to seeing you in Edmonton. When are you coming in?
I'll be there on the 9th, but quick shout out because our tickets did go on sale today. So make sure that you go and buy your tickets. We play on the 14th, the 16th, and the 17th, basketball.ca. So come and watch us in Edmonton. I'm so excited to be there and represent Canada again.
Oh, we look forward to seeing you here and meeting you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks, guys.